from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I know it's official that I'm a Cub now and I'm talking to Danny Parkins. You know what I mean?
Afternoons on the Score.
Jason Benetti, AJ Pierzynski along with you.
This is a city well known for famous clowns, right? Like Bozo.
The only thing I remember about Bozo was the game where he had to throw the ball in the bucket.
Yeah, the grand prize game. As a kid who grew up in this city, AJ, there was a wait list to get into the crowd at Bozo's Circus.
Did you ever get to do the grand prize? I could see you being big in the grand prize game.
Yeah, my motor skills are my finest attribute. Check swing, he didn't go.
But I could see you leaning over and kind of cheating a little bit.
And they wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't have said anything.
They would have been like, oh, good job. Good job, Jason. Here's some Archway cookies.
I mean,
oh, so good.
That guy is the absolute best. And I mean, good job by Pierzynski.
For sure.
I feel like I know that I can make this joke at his expense and he will yes and me. That's really good. I could see you cheating at Bozo Buckets.
And then
we ain't taking that.
Well, there is that. Fun juxtaposition. That was a tough Sun Times cover. I'm just going to be honest. That was a tough Sun Times cover for the Shrift Dog. That was real tough, man. Not saying it was unfair, but I did feel a little bad for
him. I mean, it's kind of impressive to drag Steve Stone down to 30, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that takes work. Steve's still good.
Tough spot, though, man. Cover, back cover of a major metropolitan newspaper with an article citing a vote of 13,000 people who voted you the worst broadcast team in Major League Baseball.
It's enough to make a guy tweet from NBA Summer League and then delete it, you know?
Yeah, that was...
to make you do that.
That was tough. I mean, like I said,
it pushes you. You get triggered.
Genuinely on a human level, when I saw that Sun Times cover, I was like, ooh, it's one thing for the article. They had to give that man the cover. Like, and Stoney's on the cover with him. Oh, God, that hit me right in the humanity.
Oh, man.
Seriously. All right, we'll get to it.
I love that you have to qualify that you have the humanity.
Clarifying.
No, really, I do.
But here's this from Craig Counsell. And Jesse Rogers and him had a pretty fun exchange that, for our line of work, is just chef's kiss perfect.
But earlier in the game, just like the at-bats, thinking like the seventh inning with Morrell, there's a tying run at second. He's looked like he was swinging for the lake there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take. It's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that bad?
He's having a good at bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
Okay.
Okay.
I disagree that it's a good at bat. I think Jesse is absolutely right. But he's giving a kind of an opinionist take in a beat writer context, and that pisses off Counsell, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought that Jesse was a little, he editorialized in his question, which we do all the time.
Right, but
you hear more often after wins. That was interesting. Counsell got pretty defensive of Morrell after a win.
That's a bad take.
That's normally the type of thing you hear after a loss.
Well, because it was a moment of failure for Chris, and there's been a lot of them where he only takes the A swing, and that's undeniable. I don't know whether they've ever asked him to take the B swing. They very much like the A swing. As you've said, he's leading the team in home runs. That's what they would like.
For a team that doesn't have enough home runs, for sure, he is the guy who has the most.
Situationally, there have been a ton of times where you'd like Christopher Morel to show you, you know, a different swing. But as Cliff Floyd said last week, he's got a one-dimensional swing. He's got one thing that he can do. And there's a lot of people in MLB where they're like, okay, that's fine. Just keep doing that thing. That's Morel's job. I don't even know if it's on Morel. Is it on the Cubs for putting him in that situation and not asking him to do anymore because he can? Is it on the Cubs for training him that way? Is it on baseball for allowing it to develop to a point where you get to watch that and it's okay for a guy not to have any B-hack whatsoever in the holster? It's freaking maddening.
Like a tree falling in the forest and, you know, no one there to see it.
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Now that is a bad take.
I mean,
that's a bad take.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Of all, Council's a pretty dry guy. He's pretty serious. We talk to him every other week. We'll talk to him on the field tomorrow. He likes the word take.
Nobody is interested in your takes, I promise.
Yeah.
But so,
I'm a big fan of him in that moment.
Because he was coming at me.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, but now we have him saying bad take.
That's a bad take.
So that's your comment. And no one is interested in your takes.
Yeah.
We have.
That's a great topic for you guys to do in your next segment. But
and he approves of topics as well. Right.
This guy can host the show. It would be dry. It would be pretty boring.
But he can.
That's a bad take.
He can certainly comment on our show along the way. Comment on our takes.
Yes.
That's a good take.
Oh! Wait a minute. When did he say that?
He gave a good take?
That's a good take.
Yeah, it was directly after Jesse. Cheryl Ray Stout had said something, and he threw that at her.
I thought he was talking about Nico on the 3-1 count.
Yeah. Good take.
It was a good take.
That's a good take.
Uh-oh.
Now we're...
Good take, bad take? Tanning. With Craig Council?
That's a bad take.
For me, it's that the star players on the Cubs are not playing like stars, making me even reconsider whether or not they were stars in the first place.
That's a bad take.
What?
For me, it's about the lifelessness of this bunch, and they got to find some way to care more and try harder and succeed that way.
That's a good take.
Yeah, see, Craig likes that.
Oh, this is BS.
He likes that.
That's a bad take.
Biased. Council, you're biased.
I'm being completely unreasonable, and I know I'm not being dispassionate with the logic. I want more fire and passion from everybody involved.
That's an excellent take.
What? This is ridiculous. I'm getting the bad take, and Speaks is getting the excellent take when he's talking about fire and passion.
I am. It's true. Show me that you care. Give me a little something. Make it worth my while spending money on tickets, putting time in to go to the ballpark.
That's what it was.
This is what you give me?
You paid for those on Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
No, did you not? I can't tell.
Let it be a question.
Oh, man.
I certainly paid for it with my time and my attention. It was Emma's birthday. Emma deserved better. And Craig, you should have given her more.
Please. That's a good take.
Yeah.
Wow.
He agrees.
I think that was a bad take.
Well, sure you do.
I mean, okay. So other than a manager getting thrown out of a game, What more do you want them to do in terms of like trying harder and more fire and passion?
Danny, I'm not being reasonable right now.
I'm just asking.
I'm letting that part of me out. I am in my feelings. I am frustrated, and it happens from time to time. And it's okay. It's all right for me to be in my feelings.
Of course, Craig. It is. But I hear a lot of this going on and comes Twitter and from radio hosts on this station and up the dial and you. And it's like, wait a second. Like, are we actually making the argument that all of a sudden they don't care and that they're not passionate enough about baseball?
No, I'm making the argument that there's a little bit of quit in that team, and it has looked like it.
That's a bad take.
Oh, whoa!
The comeback, yeah, they literally had a comeback win yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good take.
I'm saying.
Wait a minute. The tides have turned.
They might just not be good.
That's a take.
What?
Look, this is chaotic. A baseball season can turn chaotic at times. It has turned chaotic. I think this bunch knew that they weren't good enough and they didn't get enough help in the offseason and they knew it. And as things started to turn bad, they have known they're not good enough and that they don't have enough on the roster. And Jed hasn't done enough and Craig is getting to know everybody and they're not letting kids play when they come up. They're not letting Canario even play and he goes back down and he homers. Yeah, he's no good. Offensively, no good, that guy.
Who am I talking to right now? Like,
I'm not reasonable.
Clearly, you're speaking to a broken man. That was the lead.
He told you he was broken.
Nothing he says today should be listened to.
Thank you, Shane. I'm broken. I'm absolutely a broken man. The baseball season broke me. And I'm not usually the guy that gets broken. But I'm freaking broken today.
Well, you know what the good news is?
What?
Training camp started. Baseball got us to football practice. Not the games. Practice. We can just be a football show if you want.
You know what? I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
I don't like myself. I mean, that's in
this
general.
It's on you.
Yeah.
I'm ready to talk about Cubs minutia, folks. Spiegs is forcing me to talk Caleb Williams and Bears.
I'm going to need you to talk Bears.
Okay, we'll do it next on the Score.
Have you ever heard the phrase, the grass is always greener till you get there?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.